Let's explore the ingredients of a fine digital.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful. They're up on the tree and they look great.
They do. So they have their nieces and nephews too. Cindy, Kyle, Adam, Melissa, Dean, Drew, Jeffrey, and Nicholas. Thank you to them. Barb Z, she's a dog groomer, I believe. Mike, their dog Misty. Right. Or the puppy one. Oh, really? Is it her daughter?
Her daughter.
Of you to call my friends are detained in the laboratory, but after I'm through with my experiments, if you leave your name and number, I'll have them return your call, although they might sound different.
Sleep rhyme.
Excuse me,
it's sometimes a sad life.
That's the
and
joke.
It's the long life.
You have to explain it.
In a deep loss to something you cannot quite remember, it will be a beautiful visit. And then we shall share the same fate as the rest of the human race. Dying
horribly.
I am about to tell you sounds crazy. But you have to listen to me.
They appear to be on the surface. What's happening?
They're on their very lives.
Well, my humble opinion, they got involved in Einstein's time.
Yes, Lord.
See, this isn't the first time. Now, we've had this conversation. What day is it?
Judgment Day. You just came in with the fresh recruits.
You just came in with the fresh recruits.
Everything. shoot loaded riding Shetlands. What was that?
I dare you.
Okay. There's so much stuff on the floor here. We have microphones. It's completely cluttered with equipment. Okay.
Hey,
so where you want to run the street now? Hear anything I was saying anyway.
What?
So,
wait, from before?
Is he talking again?
Yeah. Yeah, because now they're just
light
playing
cycle motors.
Backwards AC/DC.
I'm going down to Light Cycle Motors and get me a new car.
Boy, I just had the best evacuation. It was so beautiful.
Oh, here it is on tape.
Yep. What an evacuation.
Let's
really
play it in
fantastic.
Slow mode.
You know, when you just get it right. But the TP here is quite rough. It's a little bit thick, a little bit.
Yeah, is it chafe worthy?
It's chafe. It chafes a little bit, but that's fine. I couldn't get the one key doesn't work. I had to get the other key. And I noticed that the men's and women's rooms are separate. So we are bucking the trend here, which is to make all bathrooms in the world unisex. So what say you, K-Rob? Where stand you on this?
Michael
Bay
has no sky metal.
I'm so in.
So you're so what?
I'm in. Yeah, you know, like
oh, on what? Yeah. I see you're down. No, that would be being down. Are you down?
Okay, down. Yeah,
where are you? You know, you're behind the times.
Down,
you don't get in anymore. You get down. Or as John Lennon used to say, just get on with it. Which doesn't really mean anything,
yeah,
but they used to say
bit.
That, yeah.
Get on with it.
Get on with it. You just got to get on
with it. I
was
trying to avoid that part.
You know, you can't be afraid of failure. He's always like coaching the counterculture, you know. Don't be afraid of failure. You got to pick yourself up where you fall down, you know what I mean? And then Yoko would chime in. And,
what do we do, John? What
you
do we
don't
do?
Don't be afraid of evil demons. Don't be afraid of the dark side. Just accept it as part of your nature. That's right, don't do it. It's so funny. It's like a sermon. It's kind of a double sermon. Yeah, them were times. Won't even remember that there was such a thing as a goth.
Are they fat puppy now? Or?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, people.
No one wants to go see fat puppies.
But I mean, they wouldn't even get the joke now because
Irene Ryan.
They just don't even know that goth exists.
Wild leader of Hogan's Heroes, hilarious television star Bob Crane.
Hi, this is my partner, Randy's granddaughter from the Beverly Hillbillies, Donna Douglas. Rock.
Oh, she was hot, Rock. Wasn't she? I had such a hard-on for her.
Play Password.
But, you know, Ellie Mae has always been a sexy character. That was what the cartoon was about.
Then we get serious. I'm going to watch some TV. Okay, guys.
Here's your host. Doc.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I'd like to watch some TV.
So you're, like, hacking that into the radio side?
It's on 24 hours a day on the Password channel.
Oh, my God. What a horrendous. I know. I can get that. I can get that. And I choose not to.
Hello, Bob.
Whatever they call it.
Activate it. That's right, yeah.
I choose not to choose it. Yeah, I can't take Gene Rayburn. You know, only so long can
that's
I handle
the T-shirt.
That.
I can't take
Come
Gene
on.
Rayburn.
You ever notice how he's really chummy with the celebrities, but when he has to go over to the contestants, he just treats them with utter contempt.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're the morons.
Does he have that long microphone to keep people at a distance from him? Look at that long line. This is what you have to do.
Please just answer the question.
You stay at that end of the small steel cylinder.
Yeah. It was rigged. Well, Hollywood Squares could be funny. Paul Lynde, because of Paul Lynde. The other guy, Oliver Nelson Douglas, or Riley.
It hurts to remember it.
Because the gay guys on TV were allowed to be really nasty in a way that other people weren't, except Joan Rivers and Rickles. And those were nightclub stars anyway. I'm talking about TV. Of course, Rickles didn't do his hardest stuff on TV usually.
He was always apologizing.
No! Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. He was in like in a sickly sentimental way, almost as bad as Red Skelton. I mean, he would go on and on sometimes about the endless need for brotherhood and all the races combined and great Mulligatawny.
Oh, put the light.
But not that, a lot. And I think maybe he had to, but I know that's what he did in his great hit album, Hello Dummy. Which, of course, I played.
Like the Mondo World got away with showing, you know, like tits and ass, you know, they said, oh, no, it's a historical study.
Yeah, exactly.
Five.
It's got to be recontextualized. I played that over and over. That was great. That and Bill Cosby were big inspirations on records. Well, until college. And then it was, of course, Monty Python took over comedy records forever. Remember that first three? Maybe they were only three Monty Python albums. Oh, my God. It was so funny. To a coffee table. Well, he did that. Right. He was a harsh man, but fair.
They were good. That's when good stuff was good. Yeah. What is this, a B-Wah? Isn't that called a B-Wah?
Yeah.
It's only maybe two strings or something, or one string.
No, it's like 16 strings.
Is it?
Yeah.
There you go. I just got some great, Tuvan folk music from the library. So, of course, I wanted to download that. Maybe I'd go over them and listen to see if, because I try to be very surgical and brutal about taste and only picking the best stuff and not taking everything. And, but this thing, you have to take every cut because it's tuba. So he leaves this with us. Now, is it possible for you to turn down his hat?
I would never do that.
Yeah, but you could technically, though.
Yeah, I could just turn
him
off.
Wow. I can't believe you just did that.
I mean, I'm just saying that it is possible.
I don't think Doug would forgive you for that. I mean, he's the one that put that on there.
He put a lot of work into
downloading that metal, whatever thing. Yeah, Japanese metal. And, you know, you just shut it off like it was nothing.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to put it back on.
You don't know what that means to him.
Like, this feels pretty good, you know. Like,
what about Doki Doki Morning?
Doki Doki
baby,
Good Morning?
Baby Doku Morning. No. Yeah, baby Doku Morning.
$5 GI? Wait, what was Baby Doki Morning? What does that mean?
It's, oh, no, you're not from the land of teddy bear.
Want me be my Bio teddy bear? You know, the Japanese are now either admitting to or paying reparations for the Comfort Girls.
Too soft.
soon, man.
Thank you for, you know, highlighting my announcement with that dramatic music. Yes.
You need punch.
They are now admitted.
Clarity.
They haven't admitted.
Cut through.
They, you know, they captured Korean girls, and they were like sex slaves for the Japanese troops. And, you know, wonder China hates them so much. But still, you can't have China just building the islands and, you know, building up their military in a way which, you know, disturbs or annoys us. Right there in the China Sea. It's very, very hotly contested now. Japan, Vietnam, Malaysia, they're all complaining. Taiwan, they're all complaining to the U.S. about the Chinese.
No, it's not like that.
We will kill you. We will kill you. Yes, the Mongolian horde.
How much can a fist be shaken?
Well, that's more Japanese. They all want help.
Open a channel to the Mongolian ambassador.
Initialize.
Well, that was our pivot.
Why?
Pivoting to Asia.
Don't get me wrong. You know, you look great in that top, I'm sure.
I love pivoting. I'm pivoting right now.
Delicate.
It's just exciting. I will pivot to Asia if I knew what direction it was in.
Is this that Beam Me Up Potty show?
Beam Me Up, Scotty.
I think you're better than this.
Space Command, how's my flight path?
Looking good from here,
that's
Space
another
girl.
Thing. Star Trek 50. That's pretty soon. Yes, those were the days. Before all movies were Star Wars. Before life was just a Star Wars movie.
Abraham, Martin, and Trek.
In the next year or so, should be put out.
The perfect time to see Star Wars.
Yes, that's right. Get some last entertainment in. You know, W.C. Fields claimed he was thrown out at the age of 8, lived in a gutter in the street in Philadelphia. But a lot of what he said was not true, actually, because he bragged about... he was
it's
here.
It's the phone, hello.
Okay, I just went through Facebook, and I tediously scrubbed every mention of saying that you showed me the world of tomorrow and replaced it with Sherilyn Connelly.
Sherilyn Connelly, yes, exactly. She showed me, I showed you, that's how it works, yeah.
That's how it works. That's what I want the record to say. Sherilyn Connelly showed K-Rob, K-Rob showed the world.
Or America, what have you.
Is this because Sherilyn was being denied credit that she deserved?
Sherilyn is always being denied credit.
I see.
Yeah, it's it's kind of a thing. It's kind of her thing.
I see.
Like gold member being
sort of, masochistic.
It's never happened before, except it happened like all the time.
I see. Well.
Okay, and by the way, America, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, living in.
What does that mean? Living in America.
Yeah, he did Rocky IV when Rocky fought the Russians.
James Brown?
James Brown was in that movie,
yeah.
And he sang Living in America. And it was like the Apollo Creed Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I saw him live, I think 4 times, because I worked both nights of a 2-night weekend set at the Stone, 2 shows a night. Each show, every one of those 4 shows, high energy, super fast music, just nonstop, high energy, 3 hours long. Rest for an hour, go back and do it all over again, 2 nights in a row. It was unbelievable.
I would like you to know that everything is going.
I was the waiter. I had to try to sell food to people. I think we did well that night, though.
That's fun, Mom.
Remember the Stone? You youngins don't remember the Stone.
Sagar. Shit.
That's where the new wave bands went. as opposed to the punk bands that would be at the Mabuhay across the street.
Mabuhay. Do they still have, like, old posters in that property?
I don't know.
Like, they kind of, like, put kind of, like, ceremonial, like, 8 by 11.
Like, Dead Kennedy posters, and I don't know. I don't go to their website. You know, they have a Facebook
site. I mean,
it's just
like when you walk by the street, and you just, you just see it on, like, they just have, like, a mess, maybe a dozen flyers just sticking up on the windows, like, for history purposes.
Well, I haven't seen them. Those are the days you don't
see. But that's kind of cool, though, to, like, just put up, you know, flyers.
just for no reason.
For 35-year-old shows, you know.
Yeah. People read. Right. And then you don't include the year date. You know, just to make pick a date in the near future.
Yeah. Some people insist on the year date, though, to be put on the flyer.
Well, a smart person does, actually, because you don't want to show up in an empty room. But the other Stone, I
tell
saw
me the
Wendy.
Year. I want to know the year.
66.
I saw 1982. I saw Wendy O. Williams.
Everyone.
Yeah. She was still chainsawing televisions.
Yep. And you know.
I helped her do that once.
Yeah.
And her first video.
And she
We saw the house together.
She.
And Biff shot it.
Really? Seriously? Biff shot. Your friend Biff shot.
It was her
Wendy
first
Williams?
Video, one of the first videos, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I can't even remember what she actually did, but it was wild and insane and fantastic and theatrical.
I remember it was electrical tape on the nipples.
Yeah, at least that. But what I remember most is the video of her in the Cadillac driving off the dock. Driving at full speed off the end of the dock and soaring into through the air into the water.
I'll try it again.
That was the Plasmatics.
Oh, weird.
And YouTube, I saw
is this
YouTube.
Only coming, this is only one channel, though, these.
Oh, this one is? This one is, I know, yeah.
But I didn't know what that one was.
This is Spy Jam. Spy Jam.
Discount time travel.
All right, all right. So the question is, who is the first person to find something on the internet?
To find something?
That's the question, Pete Goldie.
So that would be like 91?
Yeah, and who had the guts to download it?
Who's the first person to find something on the internet?
You mean who first used Google? Google was not the first search engine by any means. Who created the first search engine? That's what we need to know, right? The French guys, right? Wasn't that a French?
The friggin' French.
I thought they... Because several countries had a part.
There's just one thing I can't stand. It's the friggin' French.
It's the friggin' French thing. Yeah, they don't know how to fight, and we have to come over and save their ass every 20 years from the freaking Fritzes. Whoa, I'm tripping, man. Oh, I hear voices. Oh, man, I'm tripping.
Just
beatboxing.
The tempo up.
Man, I'm in beatbox hell. I'm doing Bill Bruford. I'm sorry, not Bruford. Bill Bruford, not Bruford.
He was in the Fat Boys.
John Bonham. No, John Bonham. But he was great, though.
Bill Fat Boys Bruford.
Fat Boys. Yeah, no. He actually became a great jazz drummer after he quit Pink Crimson and Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, he did a lot of experimental records.
Weird. Yeah.
Fate of Israel.
Very interesting guy.
Give your
like many drummers, they don't show it. Unlike the crazy drummer of Magma. You know, the French guy, drummer, who's the singer, and he's insane, and he's going off on another planet, like Sung Ra. He's really a nutso. And was
but are
one
they
of
legitimate
the, They are totally legitimate, super high quality, virtuosic European Zappa is what is kind of what they are. From the 70s, early 70s, they were super progressive. super progressive, weird.
What?
They performed in different languages that were invented. The drummer performed naked.
What it does. It bypasses the board.
What does?
Because you weren't getting effects before.
That's.
Right.
I'm so glad it's you that's on echo.
It had a weird patch bay thing, and that's why it was maybe on one speaker, but it's still on one speaker. But you got the
patch basing. Is that like a drug thing? Like free basing or base jumping,
like cheese balling, cheese and heroin.
Cheese balling, right? Crank balling, cranking.
Message of to open-minded throng.
You get a nice Monterey Jack, and then you just mix it with heroin.
Cheese, Jack, and
fry
heroin.
It up in the spoon.
Wow, that's a breakfast, man.
Champions.
I see guys doing crack all the time in my hood. They don't really hide anything, and I see them selling and buying.
Buying and selling.
Yep. It goes on, man.
Did you ever try it?
Actually, I did once. Oddly enough, I got so flipped out on a different drug that I was crazy enough to go try it. And it wasn't all that great. It really was no big whoop. It was really quite minor and stupid. Yeah, it's very, very slight high, lasted a very short time, and you were down again, and who gives a shit? I mean, wow, I was disappointed. I thought, whoa. I thought crack was really cool, man.
They made about it.
But I don't even try crystal meth. I won't even begin, because we know that's bad. From the
once the Crystal Meth musical comes out, you'll
then I'll do it. Yeah, no. Once South
Park. Hey, there's a whole song.
Exactly.
Thing here, no.
The South Park boys will do a Broadway show based on it, and it'll go Crystal Meth. It'll
be everyone has meth. Da, 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 da.
And there'll be the Crystal Meth smugglers will be portrayed as heroic superheroes and handsome. Movie stars.
I got the smoothest blues.
I can't wait to see what those guys come up with next. I still haven't been able to see, the Mormon, the Book of Mormon.
Oh, you know that, great.
Doug? Are you listening, Doug? I've never seen the Book of Mormon. Isn't that a shame? My favorite, the greatest television program of all time, the funniest, South Park. What show has ever been better and funnier than South Park?
How about Mr. Show with Bob and Dave?
I haven't seen that.
Well, there's definitely not a
Mr.
Song
Show,
that's
no.
Huh? Mr. Show with Bob and David was a nice little spurt in the middle of the 90s, and then they did another little thing on Netflix, I think.
Yeah.
Like last year.
Well, hard to beat South Park for how much they pack in every week. But I
and their last season was great. It was like one long episode. Season.
It's epic, yeah.
16 or whatever.
That's how they made the... So you must have seen, I'm sure, like everyone, Book of Mormon. How was it?
I haven't seen it. It's a stage show.
It was thumbs up.
Scale of 0 to 10.
Oh, yeah, it was a 9.
It's
okay.
A stage show.
Wow, so there was some flaw, slight flaw.
Well, I mean, it was a musical.
Right, okay. Right. You wouldn't get a boner. Okay. You got a boner that's a 10.
Yeah.
Okay, well, did you see it?
I just went there because I wanted to get sex that night. I wanted to get a blowjob.
That's the only reason I would go to a show. Wait, so you saw the live show?
Yeah.
Wow, and you paid the full price?
No, I saw the San Francisco version of it. I didn't see the Josh Gad Broadway version.
Oh, whatever. That's okay. So you saw what matters for official out here. How much was it? Come on, tell it to me.
Well, I took 300 people.
Wow.
And it was almost $500 for like all four of them.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
But $125 bucks each.
Something like that, yeah. There was like fees and tax. You're buying it on the internet, and that's like a whole other thing.
That's not how we do it.
Yeah.
But, but it was great. I mean, we got a nice, we were like right on the front row balcony seat.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Hi, my name is...
I mean, that's where you would go even if you could pick any seat you wanted in the house.
Well, I have to see it. So, and was the movie up to snuff with the show?
Hello, would you wait?
They did the movie, right?
I have a free book written by Jesus. I don't know if there's a movie.
No, there isn't a movie.
Mormon movie?
Maybe not.
Yeah,
there
no.
must be. But, okay, maybe they want to keep the show going.
No, I think it'll
possible.
Be, I mean, did they make a Cats movie?
Yeah. They always, always make a movie, yeah. But there are usually
the rent
don't
movie?
Capture anything. Well, remember, Spider-Man was a Broadway show
yeah.
that became a huge, huge movie. Except in that case, I think the movie came first. And then the Broadway show is almost like the merch off the movie.
Right, right.
But it was hugely, hugely successful. I mean, it's like a $20 million show or more.
Like, we need someone to kind of look like Kirsten Dunst for this one.
Yeah. All Hollywood, all
Jane, yeah.
Broadway totally has been dominated by movies, like, for the 20 years now. I mean, it's all about
sure,
movies.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Spider-Man, though. I mean, that was pretty hilarious.
No,
right?
But that was, Hollywood did that. I mean, that was.
Yeah, that's the power they have.
Yeah.
To totally turn Broadway into like this innocent little joke. You know, like,
yeah.
We'll do Spider-Man. We could have done, Mel Gibson the Patriot.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. Maybe I'm thinking of two Spider-Mans. One is the huge, huge hit movie, and the other is the Broadway show, which has songs. Aren't there two separate things there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's no songs in the super big Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, but you're going to put it on stage and get songs.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
But they haven't yet made
but I think
the song
the,
or the musical.
The Raimi Spider-Mans came out first.
Right. That's
and
right.
I think there was a couple of those in the works, and then they came out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's the reverse of how it used to be. It used to be show started on Broadway and then made it to Hollywood.
Yeah.
But now, it's centralized.
From the mind of dot dot dot.
Like my good friend Barney Jones, a brilliant composer and artist who basically now slaves for the mouse. He works for Pixar, which is they do only art for children, basic kind of. I mean, they're animations, but they're basically children's movies to some degree. They never ever do adult movies at Pixar. I mean, literally. I mean, what happened? What's wrong with animation for adults?
Well, the thing is that this stuff is actually for adults.
Yeah.
But who have kids.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. It's like the kids want to have more adult stuff, but like the adults who have kids need to be more, like, retrograde in their thinking, so they make.
I don't know.
Was that like this perfect sequence of notes to just keep people's animalistic behavior just like down to the ultimate
maybe
minimum?
Try to calm them down. I see what you mean. Well, no, because of course in that era, having that slowness was interpreted as sexy and sensual. So no, that would excite people and might do
so like,
today.
Being on hold is like having sex.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why they do play that. And they don't anymore, though, play Eat Girl from Ipanema on,
There's Pandora and all that.
Hold, yeah. I suppose that's what it is. Like when you call PG&E or your telephone company or whatever they play. Of course, it's everybody now.
Here's what it is.
They all use the same jazz rock funk.
Take the sound of Starbucks with you.
Oh, no! So what is that? Songs about coffee and?
Well, no. It's just like the house music that's like comfortable and placid.
Oh,
and
God.
Na 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 na.
Music like so that you'll be able to work better and more efficiently. Yeah, I think so. With your coffee.
Yeah.
High from coffee on the break.
Yeah, they're just.
Where you had to pay $4 for your coffee latte.
Yeah, they're securing their brand image.
Yeah.
Like having it be part of your walk-a-day, work-a-day thing.
Yeah. And then they sell you the music that will hopefully calm you down from all your caffeine that you bought from them.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, they provide the disease, and then they say, then here's the cure. I mean, exactly. We're giving it to you right now.
Classic American salesmanship. What is that? Oh, this is music. Now you're playing music for one.
Barry Champlain.
I really hate your show.
What was that? Punk, it's a punk rock song.
Yeah, I noticed.
I forget.
Lieutenant Coffee.
I want to fuck you like an animal.
Yeah, you got the stereo.
I want to feel you from
Coffee.
Inside.
TV20, San Francisco.
I want to fuck you like
an animal. Makes you happy to be awake at 3 a.m. It's showtime.
Bring me closer to God.
Yeah, exactly. They do a Star Trek version of that.
What one?
Nine Inch Nails with Star Trek, and it was like
really?
Spock.
They were one, the whole band was one bad guy.
Yeah.
You get me closer to God.
But it was like the best Kirk and Spock fucking since the last episode, I thought. It was the Nine Inch Nails remix.
Oh, yeah.
They did that in Star Trek? They remixed Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah, they did Closer.
Wow.
Closer to God! They did that, right? But they did it with a Spock and Kirk, like, sex.
Wow. And that shows you, and then you think about it, that's so weird, but that was 23 years ago that song came out. That's amazing, because you think of it as... If it had been in a movie of the 90s, and it probably was, it would be like a forward-looking, you know, hip, futuristic thing.
Yeah, like...
Now looking back...
It's like The Crow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The Crow, man.
Or Batman Returns. What is this called? The Dark Knight. I still haven't seen
it. I like Batman Returns.
You know, Doug, if you ever bring over any video, you should bring The Dark Knight. Do you have that?
No.
Or The Batman Returns?
No.
I always wanted to see these, like, evil Batman movies.
No.
You don't, but I do want to see them. I mean, they're supposed to be really good, right? And the guy killed himself, died after doing the role.
Yeah. Well, there was the Burton Batmans, there was the Schumacher
that
Batman.
Burton Batmans I saw.
Yeah. And then there was the Christopher Nolan Batmans.
Oh, there's three.
Yeah, there's three directorial efforts at Batman.
Now, okay, the one I haven't seen is the one with the guy that killed himself.
That Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the one I want to see.
Batman.
That's The Dark Knight,
that's
right?
That's The Dark Knight, yes.
And when you say Nolan, you mean film director and not comic book artist.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan, film
Christopher
director.
Nolan. And are there any others by him?
He did Batman Begins and The Dark Knight Rises. So he's done three Batman movies.
Plus, what's the other one?
Not any other Batman movies.
You said there's three Batman movies.
Yeah, he did Dark Knight, Batman Begins, and Dark Knight Rises.
Oh.
But Dark Knight is the middle one that has Heath Ledger, and that's the joke.
Okay. Wow. So I've missed three. Jeez.
Really? You haven't
so
seen any of them?
So far behind, yeah.
Yeah. The third one's kind of silly. I think the second one's probably the most dignified.
I did like
how Gotham was portrayed in the first one.
Yeah.
Like, they did this thing where, like, this is Gotham City, and they keep changing Gotham City. Like, one minute it's Chicago, the next one it's in New York, and you're like, just make up your...
Yeah, you know. Right. Interesting. Well, is the Dark Knight the same person as Batman?
Yes. Okay. Batman is the Dark Knight.
Right, okay, good. And wasn't there, it's like an 80s illustrator that created the Dark Knight in the 80s, right?
That was Frank Miller, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I missed that. Did you collect any of those? You were too old, too, right?
Well, no, that was at a time when I was interested in Batman. Like, I was like, oh, Frank Miller, like, because, like, he did Daredevil, and he did some good Marvel books.
Yeah. I'm going to crack another one.
Oh, Miss Never Let Me Fly.
You are my hero, sir. That is so beautiful. Wow.
I can't believe you led me into the rebellion. I mean, oh my God.
I was seriously, oh my God.
And I was hoping maybe you could explain this mission to me. I mean, the bad guys.
Explain it to me interrogatively.
Right? No. I what about the trench thing? Are we supposed to do that? So, what? We just, like, fly around and shoot and stuff? You know, why don't you just talk? All the other robots talk. It's not like it's that hard. X-Foils, that's this one. Oh!
Wow! Chunderman.
Starving many times.
And it was interpreted as turn me on, dead man. Chunderman. You know, I checked it out. It didn't, you know, he wasn't dead. I don't believe in that rumor to this day.
Then why are there so many clues?
There's so much evidence. And so many people have said so much. There's so many theories.
Where's it been bought?
And even John Lennon said, those freaks were right when they said you was dead. That was cold, man. Damn.
The walrus was George.
The actual last testament of Ringo Starr proved that George Harrison one was wrong, which of course immediately allegorically proves Elvis was wrong.
Cirque du Soleil.
done.
You know, this stuff, you gotta be careful not to take in too much. Don't you think, gentlemen?
Too many cookies.
Exactly.
I think you should eat three cookies, Joe.
Too many cookies.
This stuff is like, yeah. This is like three cookies.
That's the signal,
this is
then
like one.
About the new movie.
This is like one cookie per hit.
Hey, don't bogart my crummage, man.
Bogart my cookie. Hey, what happened to cookies? Do they still follow you around the internet, cookies?
Can you get cookie blocker?
I don't know. I love cookies. I mean, the original cookies. And Cookie Monster. But... no, I mean the cookies that companies put to try to track your wishes, your consumer wishes.
Consumer wishes.
Don't,
make all your consumer wishes come
to me. Guys, keep it down, man. The movie started.
Oh, my God. All right.
Don't look at your cell phone.
You know, they changed that lady with the torch.
That's somebody's mom now.
Yeah.
That should be a federal crime. You cannot put relatives in as the Columbia lady.
Well, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Some, like, producer son.
They took that wonderful generic woman and turned into a designer's mom.
Maybe she's, like Meyer's mom or Goldwyn's mom or something. But no, it's their children.
Golden Meyer's mom.
I just know that they
shot
changed.
Shot down on a dusty street in Israel for no apparent reason.
Yes.
Do you like the color Santana?
That's a great symbol.
You sick fucking Mexican.
Yeah. Oh, that was the line. It was no more killing, no more Mexican.
He says it.
Secret agent. Alfred Hitchcock, secret agent. No more killing, no more Mexicans.
Yeah, let's just draw the line right here.
Secret agent. Secret agent man. Secret agent man. I ain't giving you a number. I'll take what you'll take. That was great. I forget who did that.
Who did the Repo Man version? Is that the plug?
Did they do a different one? Did they?
It was like a Spanish secret agent man. In Repo Man. But it was like the Untouchables and then the Plug for like the two bands that were thinking like that.
That's a much guess. That's a much guess. I'm back on the radio for the show.
Please say highlight of the keyboard. Greg Rowley, that was his name, the keyboard player. For Santana.
So what was the song? It was the second to the last song in Abraxas.
Oh, I don't know.
It was like the last song was like an instrumental, kind of like a minute and a half long song. The second to last song was kind of a rocker. But Greg Rowley was the singer on that song.
Oh, is that so?
I think. Yeah. I can't even think of a lyric now. But it's like it had a lot of organ in it because he was like an organ guy.
Yeah.
It's okay. You weren't even born then.
Yeah.
TV 44.
You know, I have to say, this is the first time I really felt microphonically satisfied by this microphone. Gratified, really, at the amount of the bass, the response, the reverb. It just seems just right. And it shows you that there are differences between microphones. Really, all I want to say, I guess that's not very enlightening, is it? But
today's microphones are a boon to ourselves and the community around us.
What I love about these is they're encased in this like titanium shell.
No, these are kind of... These are pretty good standard mics.
You can really
yeah.
whack them around.
You know, these are kind of like your, you know, lunchbox mics, you know.
You mean Joe Lunchbox?
Yeah, like, you know, thermos, microphone, and, you know, it doesn't matter.
This is Joe Lunchbox or Joe the Plumber might use a mic like that. Is that what you're saying? A little blue-collar mic. Actually, no, a blue-collar mic now would be the great classic Shure 57.
Tonight, Joseph
Yeah,
you know, great vocal mic, 57 and 58. Tonight, that was the standard for a long time. Until his young I don't know why. That may be the best one now.
In the tension-filled mystery, Shadow of a Doubt.
Now, of course, techies like to make a big difference between microphones. Whether or not you have a circular, global set of outputs, or whether it's a bipolar or monaural or multi-track, and that creates a great diversity in the actual microphone marketplace.
To life in it.
This thing from the 8 time.
8 o'clock movie.
Yes, now the movie. And now?
Yeah, it's lunchtime.
It's at lunch. Yes, it's Loretta Young and Lloyd Bridges in Sacrifice.
Lloyd Bridges.
There's
two things you got to learn about being in a Lloyd Bridges movie.
Shock Theater.
You know,
that
yes.
was it. I was trying to remember
that was the shock.
44 Shock, the name of their
song. Well, no. No one.
Shock.
First thing you got to know is timing.
Well, no one will ever forget Sea Hunt.
You've been watching Shock Theater.
Sea Hunt.
Be here next.
Oh, that was exciting.
For 5 million years to Earth, you know. Starring Andrew Kyle.
Sea Hunt, in fact, inspired Navy SEALs, that young men that want to, you know, dive and swim around underwater. It was all Lloyd Bridges, who of course gave rise to Bo, who gave rise to Jeff, right? No, Bo then.
Bowie.
Bo Bridges is first.
Oh, Bowie Bridges? Wait, who died?
Lloyd Bridges
again?
Is second.
Remind
no,
me.
You got
I don't
him.
Know yet.
Lloyd Bridges is dead now.
Yes, he must be dead. But Jeff Bridges, of course, is alive, but probably a septuagenarian.
What you're looking for?
He's good. Like Michael Douglas, he was as good as his dad, you know? He proved that. It's very rare. Usually, if the dad is a great actor, the son isn't. But then you have Renoir, you know, both the dad and the son were great artists.
Man, I don't
it doesn't
care.
Happen that much.
We don't have TV20 anymore.
I know. Well,
I was just noticing
you know what,
the logo
though?
On the TV over here.
If you go, you know what, though?
Is this Radio Valencia? The little dog jumps off that table.
You know, yeah. What are you saying? We do have TV20. It's still there. I watch it all the time.
The press hall of
but
the dog.
Then they still show the little dog in his chair, and the TV comes on. The dog looks over at the TV. There it is. Yeah, that's still on. And they have tacky tracks out of cheesy, like, disco parties, and they play, like, new wave hits, and the fat older people kind of make fools of themselves in bad costumes, and everyone has fun. And they, you know, they have other things like, Creepy Coffee Movie Time, which shows a horror movie every Saturday night, interrupted by a number of different weird things. It's actually, I kind of enjoy it, I have to say. It's a local, it's very punk. All the girls work for, you know, what's the hooker run, the exotic dancer run thank you. Lusty Lady is a big sponsor of the show. And they send Lusty Lady stripper girls in to hang out. And they actually, Lusty, you know, they dance. They have a rock band and they dance. And the two comedians talk about the movie and how bad it is. You know, because it's some old black and white movie from the 40s or 50s. And, it, you know, to some extent, it's quite amusing. I find it amusing. But then I would, because any horror movie interests me. And you can't get enough, and they always show new ones that I haven't seen.
System's been down for weeks. It's gonna smell fantastic. I recommend you hang back.
When are they gonna fix this? Livestock management's got other priorities. Besides,
no one's complained.
To a deepened, dreamless slumber.